स्त्रीभिः गुणमयैः भावैः एभिः सर्वम् इदम् जगत् मोहितम् न अभिजानाति माम् एभ्यः परम् अव्ययम्. All this is a world which is full of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. And by these three gunas, everybody is deluded. Everybody is living in a para-prakriti by the power of these three gunas. And therefore, they do not realize me, I who am above all this, and I am indestructible. Other things are destructible, but I am not destructible. Devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. And yet this apara prakriti is Devi, is still divine. Why? Because its origin is in para prakriti. If there was no origin in para prakriti, the Devi bhava would not be there. Devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. This maya, this particular apara prakriti, which is gunamayi, which has got all the three gunas, is my own maya, it is Devi, but duratyaya, it is something very difficult to cross and penetrate. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Only those who worship me, only those who turn to me, the Supreme Divine, only they, tarantite, only they can cross over this three gunas of the apara prakriti. Namam duskritinaha mudaha prapadyante naradhamaha mayaya apahrita jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. Those who are mudha, dull, duskritinaha, those who are engaged in wrong actions, naradamaha, they are mean human beings, namam prapatyante, they do not attain to me. Mayaya apahrita jnanaha asuram bhavam ashritaha. They are completely overpowered by maya. And all their knowledge is gone because of that spell. And therefore they live in asuric prakriti. And they are therefore unable to reach me. Now comes the methods by which Supreme can be achieved. Up till now we were only given the description of what is reality. The reality is a Supreme who has two natures, the higher nature and the lower nature. The lower nature has been described as consisting of eight elements. The five Panchamahabhutas and Mana, Buddhi and Ahankara. These three eight constitute the apara prakriti. Para prakriti is that of which jiva is made. Then Sri Krishna describes that even in apara prakriti, where I am to be found. So he gives the knowledge that wherever these elements are to be found, recognize me to be present there, even in the apara prakriti. And because of my presence there, apara prakriti becomes joined up with the higher prakriti. Then he explains that this apara prakriti is a very difficult process to cross over. Only they can cross over who can turn to me. But those who do not turn to me, they remain in the condition of asuric maya. They become naradhamaha, mudaha, they are dull, and from him, from whom knowledge is completely taken away. Now Sri Krishna says, what is the method by which you can enter into relationship with the Divine? So from here to 28, 15 verses describe the method, the application of the yoga. In this yoga, Sri Krishna now expounds for the first time what is called Bhakti Yoga. Up till now, there was only some hint of Bhakti. Only Jnana and Karma were expounded in the earlier 6 chapters. Now in the 7th chapter, the description that is given to us is of Bhakti Yoga. But you will see also that in this process of Bhakti Yoga, Sri Krishna unites Bhakti with Jnana. Now let us see.